This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I can track my depression by looking at when I last ordered cleaning products on Amazon.
I'm Brandi Posey, and sometimes you scream into the void, and the void is like, whoa, you're at an 11, I need you at like a 5.
Thanks.
I'm Tess Barker, and it's kind of bullshit. No matter how many times I check my fridge, a cheese plate never appears in there.
Mm. So true. And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Ben.
Perfect.
Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies. Ladies and ladies.
What's up?
What up? What up?
We're melting.
Yeah.
What a world.
It's a real, real hot. What's that? Hot in Cleveland?
Cleveland Steamer?
Yeah, it's real hot in Cleveland right now.
Yeah.
We're real.
The Betty White show? Is that still on TV?
I believe. I don't know. It's on TV land.
It's one of those shows.
Or is it?
I don't know. It's one of those shows that's always on TV and isn't on TV
that's
at the
a good
same
point.
Time.
And like, how long has it been on? Forever?
Yeah.
Always.
Barely at all. Tess, can I ask some of the dark secrets of Home Improvement, or is that like us?
No, I mean, first of all, you can this one time, but I wrote most of those articles under a fake name.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was calling.
No.
Mess Farker.
But yeah, I might know the blogger, Mess Farker. I wrote some stupid fucking article. Dark Secrets of the Cast of Home Improvement. For extra money, I was really broke. Dark Secrets of the Cast of Home Improvement. Number one dark secret, Tim Allen went to jail for crack possession.
I think we all know that.
Which we all know, but they were trying to spin that into a full article. So after that, I was really reaching.
Oh.
And so JTT didn't enjoy the public spotlight.
Oh,
dark secret. And
can you
Heidi,
imagine how creepy it would have been to be him?
JTT?
Yeah.
Yeah, to be any teen idol.
Yeah, to be any teen idol would be so,
be so weird. Yeah.
Ugh.
He never did it for me. He was always too elfin. Let's it's bring on our pretty. Guest. I want to talk to her about JTT.
Yes. She's an actress and producer. You can check her out on Twitter at Vanessa Love Teeny. Vanessa Martini.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was sweet.
Children gave you a great welcome.
Yes. Yeah.
Were you a JTT gal back in the day?
I mean, I thought it was cute.
I just realized I had a full-on JTT dream last night.
Did you really?
I don't really remember what happened, but I do know that he was in there.
About like 15-year-old JTT?
But I think maybe I was also young. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really remember what happened, but we were like friends. It wasn't like a wet dream or something.
Oh.
Okay.
You had a platonic JTT dream.
What was his like older brother?
Randy.
Zachary Ty Bryan.
Yeah, I met him.
Yeah, was he cool?
Yeah, I like shared a van with him. I was on set with him, and we like had to get in the car together. I was like, "Hey,
cool."
Aw,
Zachary Ty Bryan.
He was the one. I didn't have a. I've always liked dudes that were like 20 years older than me, but I like. But I felt like I had
Daddy
to pick
issues.
One.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yep, that's me.
But I felt like I felt like I had to pick one, so like people would just leave me the fuck alone. So I picked Zachary Ty Bryan because people didn't ask follow up questions.
Oh yeah, that's funny. She's
I was like,
okay,
yeah,
you picked one.
Yeah,
it's funny like your justification
Zachary.
At that age, because I remember my new Kids on the Block crush was Joey, just because he was closest in age to me. The opposite reason, like I was like, well, that's the one I would most conceivably me being in first grade and him being 16.
Yeah,
of course,
that's
of course.
The one I would most conceivably fuck.
I wish I still had it, but I had a Joey book that was just like, what's my favorite ice cream?
And was Joey your favorite too?
Hilarious.
Yeah. And that's the weird part, though, is that it would be so creepy to be those guys, because it's so creepy to be a teen idol, because it is like, people are writing books about your favorite color. Like, what's going on?
So intense.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere. People would just be swarming you all the time.
And like, your fans are like, they're the teen idols, and they're older than their fans, which are kids. Like, imagine having kids have boners for you.
Yeah. Be really creepy.
Oh, God.
I feel like I would just, like, walk with my hands up in the air, like Will Ferrell and Ricky Bobby all the time. Just like, I'm not, don't, nobody touch me.
I would just buy, like, a, yeah, like a full-on mask. Just.
My hairdresser just went to Justin Bieber recently, and he said that, like, he goes to everything. He's been to, like, you know, he goes to all the pop shows, and he was like, yeah. I've never, he's like, I've seen everyone in their heyday. I've never seen anything like this. He was like, you couldn't hear Justin Bieber.
Wow.
He's like, there were literally girls fainting.
Wow.
I'm like, what's the point?
Going on. But, like, it's, I mean, it's kind of, like, yeah, like, I don't know. They're,
to hear your sexuality screamed back at you. I think that's what the space
is. It's like, don't you want to watch the show?
No, they're 11.
Yeah. They, like, have a soda pop and.
Yeah.
And I went and saw the Backstreet Boys, and I still, like, watched the show. I wasn't, like, screaming.
But you didn't
fainting.
Have a phone that you could watch it from five different angles later that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, you had to be in the experience.
We've talked about this. I think Justin Bieber would get me pretty hot and bothered. I can't imagine if I was his target demo.
But you're, pretty, yeah, I guess it's different. I guess 11 hot and bothered means shrieking.
Yeah, you're just shrieking. I mean, like, it's your first, like, you know, like.
Yeah.
And you're kind of, like, imitating what your idea, if you think a crush is. Like, right. Like, okay, I guess I'm supposed to scream at this guy. But, like, apparently Bieber, it's partly Biebs. Like, mm-hmm. His electricity is that strong.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
Who are your old man crushes?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Well, I used to, like, love Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I used to watch him on Mickey Mouse Club, like, wait by the TV and all that.
Back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Nice. But I don't know. I was more, like, loved pop stars, like Britney Spears and the Spice mm-hmm. Girls. Like, I was more that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like, I didn't want to waste time with the boys. And cool. They were too young, so.
I told Tess recently that I watched the Wannabe like music video, and it reminded me of our night in West Hollywood when we like when we ran around all over West Hollywood and we snuck into Chateau Marmont and ran through the back kitchen.
And I was your getaway car.
Yeah, and then we like and Brandy was our getaway car, and I was like, oh, this is so totally fun. The Wannabe video.
Yeah, basically.
That really like I was so proud of us that night for so many reasons. Not just because we snorted Adderall through $1 bills at the Sky Bar. Not, but like it was like we were like living a music video. Like we literally snuck off into a balcony and like went incognito with like what were they Spaniards? Where were they from?
Yeah, they told us they were Spanish, and then they were like, no, we're from Israel or something. Yeah.
Anyway, they
were
had
like
cigarettes.
Okay, thanks for that was a weird lie, but all right.
Yeah, they were like okay.
It was like a Bugs Bunny cartoon though. Like yeah, they were just like hiding behind a curtain with these Spaniards.
Yeah, we ran through Chateau Marmont and ended up on a balcony where we pretended we had been there the whole time, and security showed up and they're like, you need to leave.
Oh my god.
And we're like, no, we've been here for hours.
And I heard the guard say before they opened the curtains, I just heard them go, it's the redhead and her friend. And then and then they opened the curtains and Babs and I were just standing there like, what? Leave us alone. We're just here.
We're the Spice Girls is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Basically. Who's your Spice Girl?
I felt like I always got pushed towards Emma because she's Baby Spice
I
like look sweet, but yeah. I wanted to be posh or, you know, I don't know, I wanted to be like a little bit of all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the ideal Spice Girl.
Yeah, just crazy, like.
I think I've grown to like Ginger the most.
Yeah, she's
over
super
time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because this is hard because are we then talking about Ginger as Ginger was or are we talking about what they became? Because, like, posh is different than who posh is now. Ginger is different, you know.
Like, I want to be the now posh.
You want to be the now posh?
Yeah, posh Spectrum is definitely useless in the group.
Kind of. But she has probably the most enviable life, I would say. Well,
posh. They've all done well. Like, Sporty Spice, Melanie C has a huge career.
Right.
She was the most successful musically.
Yeah, and I think I, as an adult, I'm more sporty, but as a teenager, I was a scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
But, I mean, posh is like, she's beautiful, and she gets to fuck David Beckham, and she's filthy rich. It's really hard to top that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
She looks cold.
Yeah, you don't need a soul when you have David Beckham's cock.
No, I think she just meant like cold, like physically.
She looks she looks like she's freezing all the time.
That's because she's like very thin and
and
expensive.
And but, just never smiles. But I feel like she's always still, just like
She's always posh.
She's fancy,
But that's like what she shows the press. Like I saw some reality show on her one time when she came to LA with David Beckham. She was like dancing around like, I love LA. And I'm like, who is this?
Right.
Then she like got into all this stuff like, okay, here's the press. I can't eat anything. Oh. She says the press has never seen her eat.
See, like that's kind of like, I know, but it's kind of like
weird.
Old school Kate Moss cool.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I guess so. I do appreciate.
It's not cool anymore to
be
like
right, it's not cool anymore. Yeah, like it's very like throwback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-9/11 world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think I talked about this a few podcasts ago, but I didn't get to explain it. But yeah, the Spice Girls were pretty badass because someone created them, like a la fucking Backstreet Boys or something. Mm-hmm. But then they got so good, and then they were like, fuck this, we don't want to get taken advantage of. So they like cut out the people who put them together and then did their own thing.
I love
which
that.
Which was so cool. Like, oh, good for you. And they insisted on that video too. The I guess record company was like really pissed about it, and there was all this stuff in there that they didn't want or something.
Really?
And you could see their nipples are hard in some of it. And
which video?
In Wannabe.
Oh, okay.
And like they were just like the record company, and they were like, no, we are doing this video exactly like this. Like this is our thing. So it's like, yes, girl power, guys.
Yeah.
Definite they were really power. Ahead of time. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess they were like what the Supremes were kind of like that, but not.
I don't really know, because I don't know if the Supremes, I mean, I'm assuming the Supremes got put together by, you know, a record company.
Well, that's
some
like,
shit.
What's the band that Joan Jett was in? The Runaways? The Runaways is like the rock version.
Right,
of that.
Yeah. And then they kind of did their own thing.
Then
the
Runaways had that like creepy kind of like.
There's a lot of sadness.
Underbelly.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, the Runaways are definitely the Spice Girls of punk rock, for sure. Like, I mean, just the music themselves, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, the Spice Girls were it was such a good time. When the Spice Girls were playing.
Yeah. I remember I had like one birthday party that was SNL themed, and we did like, I just had so many costumes. I used to have costumes, so I, at the house, and like, we were like, we
used
had like,
to.
Well, I mean, still do. But I used to have, when I lived in my parents' house, oh boy, I had a lot of costumes. And we like, would dress up. We would order pizza and have half an hour until the pizza got there, and you had to put on the craziest costume that you could find before the pizza guy got there, and then we would all answer the door for the pizza man at the same time. And then we would have to write sketches based on whatever you were wearing. That was like a birthday party that I had. It was super fun. And we did like five of us did like an Old Spice Girls. Like we were like the Old Spice Girls.
Oh.
Like
later.
Nice. Yeah. And that was like, I always remember that. It's like in eighth grade, I think maybe.
Yeah, there's definitely some videos of me lip syncing to Spice Girls out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's like half of the reason I want to be famous is I just like want to uncover all the weird old videos and I don't know how to reach out to those people.
Yeah,
so.
My brother's like digitizing.
Get some stalker to do it for you.
Right, exactly.
My brother's like digitizing all our old like VHSs, and like I was a child actor, so there's like all this like,
oh boy.
I kind of want to like maybe start, I don't know, I might start a thing where like I release some of my footage from my child acting career.
Please do that. Do commentary on it. You can do the whole thing.
Because I was a failed child actor. Like, I was a child actor, but had none of the, like, just, like, kept almost getting shit and, like, just random short films I was in and, like.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing acting, Vanessa?
Well, I guess I've been in LA focusing on it for, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But,
oh, cool.
Like, 10 years ago, I was on the show Veronica Mars.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's kind of when I really started, like, on television. So I body doubled for Kristen Bell.
Cool.
Oh, shit.
It was, like, my first day on set. They're like, let me see your hands. So I showed them, and then they, like, put me in the jeans. They're like, it's like Cinderella. She fits the jeans. And they, like, shoved me out there. I'm like, what am I doing?
You did it for the whole show?
Yeah, season 1 and 2.
Whoa, nice. That's awesome.
That's the whole show. We don't.
But like, I was trying to look for it forever because it was before
you
digital
could find
anything. Yeah. I think I just barely found it on Amazon or something like that.
Yeah, Veronica Mars is hard. And like, I love that show.
Oh, it's so good.
I fucking love Veronica Mars. It does not get as much credit for like how smart of
it's
a
an
show
underground
that is.
Like cult,
dude.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you have not watched Veronica Mars. Cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's Buffy. That and Buffy are like the two best high school shows of our generation.
Buffy is the one I need to get into. I've watched, I need to finish Veronica Mars, but Buffy, yeah.
Buffy is a commitment because it's a lot.
It is.
Yeah, it's hard to be like, well, here's, you know, how many hours of my life.
It's a great show, but it's
soapy enough to keep you going, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like Buffy. I want to rewatch Buffy.
Yeah. See, Buffy's good. Buffy's one of the few, like, because I don't like a lot of shows about relationships and stuff, but Buffy had, like, vampires, too,
exactly.
So that got me into it.
It has the perfect amount of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's weird, like, they start doing, like, there's the silent episode.
Ugh.
I read the pilot for Buffy recently because I was trying to write kind of a similar thing, and just immediately I was like, oh, this is great. I've never seen the show, really, but the pilot was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the movie with fucking Dylan in it?
Yeah. And that came before the show, right?
Yeah. The show is based on the movie.
Talk about one successful, like, fucking...
Yeah. The way that's kind of...
Show created,
yeah. You know, I might be wrong on this, though, but I believe the person who wrote the movie got fucked out of a lot of royalties on that TV
show. Oh, you're right. That did happen.
Aww. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Same thing with Bring It On, another show we've talked about. Person who wrote that screenplay did not get any royalties from that musical.
Wait, Bring It On, the cheerleader movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was in that too.
You really? Were?
Oh, Tess.
That's like one of my favorite movies.
What did you do in Bring It On?
I was just an extra, like, let's be honest. But so they filmed in San Diego,
uh-huh.
and I was a cheerleader, so like all of the cheerleader teams had to go audition.
Oh, wow.
So like you can see us like performing our competition.
That's so cool.
That's
so you guys
sweet.
Are in the big competition scenes and stuff?
Yeah, like so when they show the stages, like you can see us in our like white and green and gold
Whoa.
Uniforms.
That's amazing.
Okay, that's awesome.
So yeah. you cheerleaded for all of high school?
Like about 7 years. So I started in Pop Warner, then I didn't finish like my senior year and all that.
Oh, wow.
Did you think about like trying to do it into college, or were you like, eh, I'm good? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a big choice to be like, because that's like a hard fun. Well, Tess knows she's
well,
researched.
Yes,
yeah.
So a lot of research on it, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, just like, yeah, parlaying that into a professional thing is pretty rough.
Yeah, cheerleaders are not treated very well.
Yeah, they just have to like get you out of bed and like make you work out a lot and like do all these things, and I'm not that.
Thank God. Don't you love it when you realize what you're not and you're like, oh, I'm not going to be this for anyone?
It's just as important to realize what you're not yes. as to realize what you are.
That is so true. Like, one of the earliest times for me was when I realized that like I just didn't like math. Just, like I was just like, you know what, like it's cool, like I'm gonna be in honors English, and then I just like don't care about math. Mm-hmm. And like there's been so many math moments in my life where I'm like, I just don't do that.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to now, especially.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, everyone knows that about math. Like, we're not idiots when we're in high school. We're like, where am I gonna use this?
There's a
Never.
Great Orange is New Black where this one of the women is trying to study for her GED because she's about to get out. And they're teaching her, like, geometry or something.
Trigonometry.
Trigonometry. Yeah. And she's like, is this something I'm going to fucking use in real life? Mm-hmm. And the girl's like, no. Like, you're never going to use this.
To calculate the mass of stars, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
All of this being said, if you're into math or science as a girl, please stick with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're saying.
No, I know.
Don't like the stuff you don't like.
And like the stuff you like. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, because, it's like, you know, if you have no interest, there's so many other things you could be doing. No mm-hmm. one tells you that.
Like, focus on what you're good at.
Exactly.
Like, don't just be mediocre sucking.
Right. There needs to be more of that in education, like telling people that they suck. Like, we should be like, you suck at math, take an extra period of theater. Really.
Yeah, no, it's important.
Like, we need more actors.
No.
Yeah, we're
that's true. Yeah,
we need everyone more. Do algebra.
Yeah. We need more younger actors to us. Yeah.
I think the thing I realized I wasn't good at or like interested in following up on is like technical stuff. You know, I got into film studies and I realized that like being up on the kind of cameras and the lenses, all that shit, I was like, I do not care. I do not want to have to know about any of this.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
much rather write it and then have someone who likes it do that part.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, because if you try to do too much stuff, you're really detracting from the things that you're very good at.
Yeah.
You have finite resources.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the tree, man.
Yeah.
Don't want to be a, what is it, like a master of none. What's that quote? What's
Jack
the full quote?
Trades.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Those who can't do teach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's many of them.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of quotes.
Yeah.
A lot of quotes out there.
There's a lot of words out there.
There's a lot of quotes and a lot of words, everybody.
You can quote me on that.
I don't know. It makes it hard, though, because I remember being in, like, I liked math for a long time, and then I remember being in seventh grade. I was in algebra, which was, like, 2 years ahead of it, and my algebra teacher was such a bitch, and she didn't like me.
Yeah, that's happened to me, too.
No, I know, but, like, I felt very personally defeated in something that I probably would have been very good at if I had stuck
that you would have, yeah.
Yeah, I was, because I had straight A's forever.
Were you passionate about English more, though?
I loved them both. Because I still like math. It works two different sides of my brain. Math is relaxing to me. Because there's a
I get it.
Cause there's
a
an answer.
Yeah.
But like it's and not that I want to be a math, I'm upset that I'm not a mathematician. But it definitely was like my first defeat that I internalized because I had straight A's until seventh grade. Like, I got a C in algebra in the first semester and I had a fucking meltdown over it. And it was like,
wait, straight A's, so do they give A's in elementary school? Does that happen? I don't fucking remember.
We didn't have regular.
Oh yeah, I was valedictorian in elementary school.
What? Whoa, I didn't think
we
you
did
got
not
grades
have
in elementary school.
Oh.
I don't remember.
East Coast, baby.
I just had lunch with a childhood friend who reminded me of, like, I guess when we were in fourth grade, there was, like, we had to run the mile around the playground, and I like, in an act of defiance, just did cartwheels the whole, like, the entire mile.
Oh, my God.
And I had forgotten about this until he reminded me, and then I, like, got so sick that I puked, and that year on my PE report, report card. I got an N, which was the version of an F. And then there was a stick figure of a person doing a cartwheel with an X through it.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
I like that you're, that, yeah, California report cards could have stick figures on them.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
LAUSD, baby.
My kindergarten teacher dissed me on my report card.
Really?
She was like, she's a great student when she wants to do something. Otherwise, she can be very stubborn.
Oh,
I'm still celebrating that.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
That's a philosophy to live by. You should be stubborn if you don't want to do something.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember getting in trouble for it. And I was like, why? I know what I want to do. And it's not that.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Like, exactly.
Other kids are talking. Like, I want to move on. Mm-hmm. I want to read my book.
I want to move on. We're going to move on from this segment. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Vanessa.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
We were just talking mad shit on Pokemon Go.
Yeah. No tolerance for Pokemon Go in this zone.
Yeah.
I know it's a Pokemon no-go zone.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure a lot of you play it because everyone's playing it. I don't stand for it.
Yeah, I mean, I like games, but I don't like... It's somebody was like, but it's getting me outside and walking. And I'm like, but you should do that.
You could just walk.
And it's nice to look around and see things in the world.
I like seeing kids play it. I will say that. Because, like, I went for, like, a bike ride on the bike trail out here last weekend. And there were, like, 6 or 7 kids on skateboards that were, like, all, like, different nationalities just, like, skateboarding together and being like, there's a Charmander over here. And I was like, kids, go for it.
Right. Kids, yeah. Kids. Also, you would be great if it was, like, some... What if it's a scheme, like, they just, like, take it away in a week, and all the people who are like, but I like being outside now.
Yeah.
And then
that
they
would
start...
be wonderful.
Yeah,
I wish that would happen.
It's
not going to, but that would be amazing.
If this was just a campaign to get people to live their lives, that would be dope. But I don't think that's what Pokemon Go is. And it really, like, it disturbs me to my core to see all these people just looking at these, like, computers and following its directions to meet them somewhere. I hate that it's, like, this other separate reality. Like, you guys know how I feel about the robot apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not a good sign. I hate it.
I'm constantly waiting for that scene. You guys know that scene at the end of The Cable Guy where, like, they're waiting for, like, the verdict of the trial.
Yes.
And then all the TVs go out. And then fucking what's his name from?
Kyle Gass.
Kyle Gass just looks over and opens a book and smiles.
Right,
I'm just waiting for everyone to just open a book and smile. I'm just constantly waiting for
out,
that.
And everyone's like, oh.
Oh, look. I just want that so badly for everybody.
it's available for everyone. Mm-hmm. Open a book and smile, you guys. My boyfriend, I got bullied this morning for reading, actually.
What?
Yeah. I finished my article.
Please tell us more about this. Did you get a wedgie for reading?
No. I finished my article early, and I had some time before you guys were coming over, so I, like, got back in bed and started reading Moby Dick, and Sean was like, wow. He was like, you have 23 minutes, and you're like, oh, I better get back to my classic. he was straight up, like, bullying me for being... I was being called a nerd.
Oh, no.
I'm being bullied. And yeah, I might have.
Yeah, you're such a nerd. You should play Pokemon Go instead.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just the old school version of Pokemon, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to find the word, like, in the pages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play a game with Vanessa and find all of her deep, dark secrets. Oh, not really.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's Would You Rather. Let's roll that new theme song. I don't think we've heard. Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Would you rather,
would you rather Yeah, but the old one was really bad.
Okay, all right.
It was more roller coastery. This was more like...
I wonder what the name of the game is.
Yeah.
This is such a stupid... I'm starting out with the dumbest one that I saw first. Right. Would you rather have a face like a pumpkin or a body like a tennis racket? Who wrote that?
What?
A tennis racket?
I mean, I guess a face like a pumpkin.
Yeah?
Would that mean you don't have eye... I mean...
But you're like a butterface. Like, everything else could be fine. Everything but your face.
So you like to err on the side of butterface?
I would.
Or a racket bod.
Or a racket bod? I mean, I feel like a racket bod's pretty banging.
But then, like, do you have arms?
Or no.
There's no legs.
How do you get around?
No legs, no arms.
You hop, I guess?
Is it literal? Is it like the bare body? You know.
I think it's literal.
A literal racket with a face on it.
Definitely a pumpkin.
Yeah, definitely a pumpkin face then, because like you would just, people could pick you up and use you against your will.
You're just a racket body. You couldn't see.
I feel like you could carve a face.
I mean, yeah,
you could Helen Keller it, man.
Just be a jack o' lantern face. You could probably, yeah, make your own face.
Yeah.
Do the eyes function as eyes though? If you carve them out of your pumpkin face,
I think so.
Okay, then I'll be pumpkin face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, the racket body seems pretty like. What are you gonna? How are you gonna get around?
I just went straight to racket body because it sounded kind of sporty.
Right. Well, also, yeah, are we saying racket body? Like, I'm assuming the net is the bottom, but is it the stick?
Oh, I was thinking
the stick, then you could be pogoing.
Exactly.
Around.
I was picturing myself pogoing.
But yeah, that's interesting.
It's a lot of balance that you're dealing with.
I'd have awesome abs.
I'm pretty clumsy, so.
Yeah, I'd take the body pumpkin. Probably.
Like a pumpkin face.
I mean, you could probably make a killing on Halloween, too. You could, like, figure out how to scare people or, like, run a, you know, haunted house or something.
I feel like you plan on doing that all year, and then the week before Halloween, you're like, I'm lazy and I don't want to spend any money.
That's exactly what, so, okay, I want to do that. You know how, you know, we all have 10,000 ideas that we don't follow through on, and this is probably another one of them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one. I want to do an adult haunted house. Maybe I've talked about this, but I want to do one where, like, you go in and it's, like, you're, like, it's like a joke one, but it still scares you. I don't know the scare parts, but like it goes in and it's like, and now here's a party and all everyone you fucked in the last 5 years is watching you or something like funny stuff like that. Or like your taxes coming back to haunt you. Just like shit like
credit
that.
Score.
We're doing this.
We're doing it? Okay, David says we're doing it. I actually do want to do it. And I think it would be popular if you did it like the right way.
Yeah, it sounds really fun.
Credit score.
Yeah. Your credit score, just like everything. Everything we're scared of as adults, but also making it like kitschy, funny, and like scary sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
That'd be funny.
Yeah. All right.
I like that.
I'm gonna do it. Let's do it. All right. Great.
Yeah. There has to be one where you're like going over a ledge to check your bank account.
Oh yeah.
Like, you have to incorporate the physical feeling of how those things feel.
Right.
Like,
right. Visual. Someone like stalking you and saying weird like shit, and you're always scared something.
Yeah. The creditors are stalking you. Those have to be the ones that are like popping
drop bills down.
Oh, that's so funny. That's hilarious.
Like raining bills.
Like little bats, but they're bills.
Yes.
That would be cool.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. Because I do think it could be, like, popular.
Yeah.
If we did it the right
way. I don't know how you'd pull this one off, but another good one would be where you go into a room where everyone knows your name and you don't know theirs.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Exactly. It's just like, oh, yeah, we've met, like, 10 times.
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
No, we've met.
Yeah.
Oh, just somebody saying, no, we've met over and over again. Ugh.
Yeah, and then a room where, like, everyone's drunk except you.
Yes.
Like, well, that's Brandy's every haunted house.
Yeah, that's like most parties.
All right, cool. Well, we're gonna do that, so I'm excited about that.
Okay. Would you rather have a small, fulfilling life or a long but unsatisfying life?
Small, fulfilling.
Yeah.
How small are we talking about? Like 12 years or something?
No. I'm gonna say to. I'm gonna say 40 versus 80.
Oh,
40's 40. Long though. I think 25 40's
not
or something.
That long. We know 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but if you're saying a small life, I feel like 40 is like a pretty, you could live a lot of life in 40. I don't think that's
you
a
You say
small.
That, but like you when you're 40, you're not going to feel like you're ready.
You are, you've spent
half of it
in school,
though. I'm not
going
to say you're ready, but you're going to still feel like you've lived a lot. Like, yeah. I feel like I've lived a few lifetimes at this point.
Yeah,
that's true. Know.
Like, once it's over, it's over.
Yeah,
I just think, I'm thinking small is like 25 versus like 90 or something.
Oh, okay. Well, let's say 27, which is like the rock star age.
That's 27 is the rock star age, yeah.
Okay, let's say 27 versus 90.
27.
Yeah, I guess 27.
Because you're going to say unfulfilling forever. It's like,
then
what's the point of any of it?
Yeah, that's the word. Like, you're just dragging it on.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep thinking I'm going to, like, cheat it and I'll live the long life and find a way to make it fulfilling. Like, find the unfulfillingness fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. No.
I think that's just consumerism, right?
Yeah. That's just you it's you becoming a hoarder.
Yeah.
She's buying a lot of Tupperware.
Okay, I'll go the rockstar route.
Yeah.
I'll go the rockstar route.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. Because that way you get to do, like, I mean, all the fun sex, all the fun drugs. You don't have to worry.
Yeah. Like, when you have to stop doing drugs at a certain point.
Yeah. Not if you're a rockstar. You just get to always...
Yeah, you just go out on top.
All right.
There you go. Okay. Would you rather learn every dance style or learn all the languages of the world?
Oh, man, that's hard.
I say languages because I already am a great dancer, so I'm not worried about that.
Excuse me.
And I like, dancing's fun, but I have no desire to like learn all the different kinds.
To know all of the
dances. I guess like you'd have a pretty banging bod from all that.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, but like, how often can you really dance? Like, you can't do it in the grocery store. Like,
right? Yeah, and like,
can you?
But languages. Bah, bah,
bah, I mean, you can, like, but it's embarrassing.
Yeah, not if you're really good at it.
I mean, just to be dancer's advocate, I feel like if you could dance every single type of like dance skill you could be on, so you think you can dance, you could travel to Spain and be a flamenco dancer. You could like. You dance could let stars. Dance be your language, and people all over the world will just fall in love with you and your body
language.
Yeah,
that's very true.
But then, if you can't have a conversation, it sucks. Like, if you're like, "Where's the?"
But if you're
kitchen,
a fuck you dancer,
the
then you gotta.
Then you do the
but the
dance.
Question is, learn every dance style, not like be.
Okay, see, that sounds slightly miserable.
Yeah, it didn't say like be the best at every, be a star.
But I mean, you think, but if we're taking into account the learning time, learning every language is going to be a bitch too.
Especially if you have that short life thing happening.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I just do the languages.
I say neither. Netflix marathon.
I like that
one. Okay, yeah.
That's the third. That's the third answer to all of these.
We just don't want to do stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Oh, God, this one's gross.
You
guys
do it.
For a gross
do
one?
It. Yeah, yeah, do a gross one.
All right, would you rather eat garbage from the bin, very British, or apply your shit on your face? I'm sorry.
I'm eating garbage.
Yeah, because garbage you could like find some probably food or something.
Yeah, it's your own garbage?
I mean, I've eaten a sandwich from the trash. I'm fine.
Like,
you love bringing up that trash.
My family has this business, and there's a guy that I won't say his name, but there was a guy at the company, and he would go behind the grocery store and like take the trash out. Mm-hmm. He'd like bring flowers for people, and he'd like give them flowers out of the trash.
Yeah.
So like one day he was walking through the office, and I like came by, and he had like strawberries and cream, and he's like, "Here, have it." So I took one and I ate it.
Oh no.
Oh.
And I was like, what's up with the guy? Like, why is he doing this? My mom's like, oh, yeah, he gets it out of the trash. I, like, went and threw up.
Oh.
Yeah, it was
But
really
people
gross.
Do throw away, like, perfectly good food. I mean, how much
it's
like,
waste. In a container.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of waste.
You know,
that
that's
happens.
Where I draw the line, though. You're right, but I'm personally
Are
not.
You putting shit on your face?
No.
Putting shit on your face,
not
Tess.
In this scenario, I'll eat the trash.
Yeah.
But freeganism in general.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Once it hits the trash... No, thank you. It's kind of like once I take my underwear off, even if I've only been wearing the underwear for like 30 seconds, once they leave my body, I have to get new underwear.
What about like leftovers, like on someone's plate that you didn't know?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
That's like my old germophobia. Like I can't.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a germophobia thing. I'll eat fries. I'll eat fries off somebody's plate.
Oh, God, no.
I would.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, well, I don't know. I'm not germophobic because we're all in contact with germs all the time and nothing's happened to me, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I know you're right. Like, rationally, you're right. It just grosses me out. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, yeah. I get
it. Yeah, it's different, like, thinking about touching someone's mouth or, like, making out with a hot stranger.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just...
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I know.
Because I've definitely kissed some gross dudes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, the germs have intentionally gotten on my mouth.
You'd make out with garbage people, but not...
not garbage garbage.
Yeah.
That is so
it's
true.
It's all good.
Let's see.
Would you rather...
Looking at the kids' ones.
Would you rather have a pet snake or a pet crocodile?
A crocodile? Ugh. No one's going to mess with me if I have a crocodile.
But I'm more scared of getting attacked by the crocodile.
Yeah, I would go snake.
I think this crocodile's way scarier.
Crocodiles are terrifying to me.
But I think to keep it interesting, it should be the same level of danger of the snake as the crocodile. Mm.
Okay.
The snakes feel like you can contain them a little bit more.
But like, if I have a crocodile, like, I must be a billionaire.
That's true.
Yeah. That is
way
true.
Of looking
and
at
if they're
it,
your
that means
pet,
you
like, you've figured out some kind of, like, system where they're in, you know.
They're aggressive to humans, though.
If you have crocodiles a crocodile,
are.
You've made it.
Yeah.
That's the line. You got that crocodile money.
Crocodile, you made it.
Wait, is it crocodiles or gators that make those like
I think it's crocs. I'm pretty sure.
That is the scare. Have you guys ever been in the South and heard that?
I've never heard them in person. It is terrifies me.
Yeah.
Did you see that gigantic one on the golf course recently?
No.
There is a there's a video of one that you're like, that's a dinosaur. That is a dinosaur walking in 20 feet away from a person.
They are, like, leave it to Florida to have dinosaurs.
Of course.
Someone recently, like, an alligator or crocodile eat someone.
Yeah, ate a kid. Ate, like, two people in the week in Florida.
And, yeah, in, yeah.
Oh, yeah, one of them was that kid at Disney World.
At Disney.
What the hell?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And there was a story a while back, I think we were all writing packets for Conan or whatever, where that guy, a thief, like, hid in the marsh in Florida and a fucking croc ate him.
Oh, my God.
Or alligator ate him. And I was like, well, that's one way to go.
It's going to be some Pokemon Go casualties.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, imagine the Pokemon Go shit happening in, like, Florida.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's got to be some alligator Pokemon Go shit happening in Florida.
Floridians. I know. Oh, my God. But, like, that's what, like, also makes Florida so... Because I've never been to Florida. And a lot of times, you know...
I love the way that you romanticize Florida.
I do.
I just remembered what it was. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel who, like, put a lure outside of his house. But I watched it late at night, so I felt like it was my friend telling me.
Gotcha.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel was the one who had the kids?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, he lured a crocodile?
He, like, put a... No. He put Pokemon a Pokemon Mars.
Oh. I was like, what? He lured... It was like he put a kid outside and lured the crocodile to it. Yeah.
Snakes, though, have you guys ever had, like, a real strong snake around your neck?
No.
It's an interesting feeling.
I've never been.
I don't like
Brittany.
Snakes.
Yeah. I've held a snake. Had it, you know, crawl on me and stuff.
It's kind of... Have you ever had that moment where you kind of feel its muscles start to tense around you?
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, like, it's a really weird and unsettling... And, like, you can feel it kind of, like, going around your neck and getting a little bit tighter as it, like, slides. And then I don't know. They might be scarier than crocodiles.
I don't know. It's if you're into choking, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah, because I'm picturing a giant, like, fat, like, long snake.
Like an anaconda.
Yeah, like a big strong old anaconda.
And it's like, this anaconda don't want none.
I don't trust reptile owners. Why are you going to have a pet that you can't pet?
Yeah.
Salmonella.
I just don't get it.
I do like fuzz. Fuzziness is definitely preferred for
me. We're fuzzy people.
Well, it's like an animal that, like, would easily eat you if...
It's odd.
For an animal that... I mean, my cat would definitely eat me if it was
big enough.
Would
love to eat you.
Yeah.
Linny is a jaguar waiting to kill
That's
something.
True.
I mean, I just feel like, why have a pet where it's going to be less happy by being a pet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like dogs and, like, domesticated cats, like, they, like, want to be your pet. And they're, like, stoked to be there. But, like...
Yeah, with animals that should, like, be in the jungle and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. I had a roommate who had a boa, and she and her boyfriend would, to feed it, it was so disturbing. First they became Jehovah's Witnesses, then they got a boa, and they would, in their bathroom, they would put the boa in the bathtub, and then they would throw live rabbits at it.
Ew!
I think I have snake issues.
Snake
slightly problems. Inhumane.
Right? Like, why would you want that for a pet? It's, like, so weird.
It's, like, weekly murder. Or I don't know how, like, often they eat, but...
Yeah,
that's weird, because...
Like, look at this cute little bunny. It's time to die.
Yeah.
You're doing that with a croc, too, though.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
I mean, you could throw them, like, a chicken carcass, I guess.
Probably a snake you could, too, though, right?
Yeah. That would be so funny, like, opening, like, a can of, like, tuna for a crocodile.
Here you go,
like,
honey.
Here you go.
I'd be like the one with that, like, had, like, a crocodile and, like, a fish only diet that, like, my crocodile, like, would speak sign language.
Eat sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah, take him to Poke Bowls.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Would you rather stay awake for the rest of your life or live without food?
Wait, what?
So this either live without sleep or live without food. You can survive.
I would rather live without food.
Oh, this is easy. The question is, do you want to be a vampire?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, the question is, I guess, if you're okay without sleep. But I want to. I mean, I need a break. I've been so stressed out recently, and the only, like, break
Rest
was sleeping.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you, but then, like, if I can survive and just all of a sudden have 24 hours a day available to me, and I still get to eat, that one sounds like the way to go.
Because there's a lot of social stuff. Like, the way they phrase it is weird, but I think it's, yeah, you can live without sleep or you can live without food and you're fine either way.
Yeah, it's weird because it says live without food, which means like, do you never eat or do you just eat sometimes?
I think you never eat.
You never eat.
You don't need to.
You don't need it.
Yeah. Man, I have so much food bullshit that I would love to not deal with. So I think living without food would be great. Just
because
I do. I'm just so sick of having to think about it all the time. I hate that I have to eat so many times a day and give a fuck about it. It would just be so nice.
If you eat the wrong thing, then you don't feel well.
Right, right.
If you have dietary restrictions. Yeah, no food for me.
Yeah. I'd rather, no food, go to sleep, get escape reality.
No. I feel nice. Sleep is delicious. I love sleep.
And then maybe you could have dreams where you eat, and then you'd be fine.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same. Oh, my God. Have you guys ever had I love those dreams where you're, like, drinking something for unlimited periods of time. Have you ever had those?
I mean, no. Probably.
Doesn't that mean you have to pee?
Maybe.
Is that a recurring dream?
It's not probably, yeah. I think it is when it... I'm just putting this together.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back in a second. We're back on Lady to Lady and Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Vanessa Martini.
Hello.
Yeah.
And we have people write in and ask us for advice. So let's dole some out. Let's dole whip out some advice. Oh, God, that would be so good right now. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them?
Oh boy, you do. And this one is a doozy.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Strap in, guys. Hi, ladies. I'm a full-time college student, and I have a great job. A few months ago, I moved in with my sister due to some issues I was having at my parents' house, but that's a whole other lady problem in itself. My sister lives with her two kids. She's taken me in for free and has given me my own room. It's a pretty great setup, and the best part is that my lovable 100-pound hairball of a dog is allowed here and has his own backyard, can sleep inside, and has two other dogs to play with. My dog is like my child, and he is beyond happy here, and it makes me happy seeing him that way. But there's a problem. My sister's kids are monsters. And they aren't your typical screaming toddlers that drive you crazy in the grocery store type kids. No, they're more like 13-year-olds trapped in a 6- and 8-year-old's body. It's driving me absolutely crazy. My niece and nephew have no respect. They don't ever say please, thank you, or I'm sorry. They don't listen or do what they're told, and their behavior seems to get increasingly worse every day. For a 6-year-old, my niece is obsessed with her appearance and the appearance of others. She's constantly worried about how her hair looks, her clothes, and that her nails are done. The part that gets to me the most is when she talks about my appearance. She talks about how big my arms are and how skinny her mom's are, how my legs jiggle when I walk, or my personal favorite, how she once asked me if the shorts I'd lay down on the bed were grandma's because they were so big. No, they weren't. And they were only a size 4, but it still hurt. It's hard to keep that kind of stuff from getting to me, but I've recently become super self-conscious of my appearance despite the fact that I work out and know that I have a healthy body. She has even mentioned how I look like a boy because I cut my hair down down to my shoulders and because I like wearing comfy clothes like t-shirts and hoodies on my days off. I know that her perception may be skewed because she's a little girl and I'm 20, but I can't get past the pain that it brings whenever she negatively mentions my appearance. My nephew is the real shithead, though.
Oh, God, it gets worse.
At 8 years old, my nephew has already had the police show up because he vandalized a construction site.
What the hell?
He never listened to my sister and always gets out of being punished, drives his dirt bike down the neighborhood, steals, and lies. I've had to get a lock on my door because he has gotten into my room multiple times and has stolen food and expensive art supplies that I have. The worst part about him is how witty and sarcastic he can be. He is the tongue of a 17-year-old and frequently curses, is very sarcastic, and knows how to hit you where it hurts. He tells me how no one would care if I left, how he wants me to move out, I'm ugly, or makes fun of anything and everything he can think of. But again, he says it in a snotty and piercy way. I try to hide how he makes me feel and tell him to leave me alone, but that doesn't stop him. He will then come up with a plan on how to get back at me, which has involved hitting my dog, which pisses me the hell off because my dog is a sweetheart. No. I would never hurt him. Ruining my bedroom, or yet again, stealing my things. Words cannot even describe how terrible this kid is.
Well, they just did.
Yeah, that's pretty on point.
Fuck.
The worst part is when he gets punished, he only gets punished for maybe 30 minutes before he is let off the hook. This is either because he will nonstop ask why he's being punished or because his parents forget that he is supposed to be grounded. My sister and her husband are separated at the moment. My brother-in-law sometimes drops by the house after work but leaves at night. My sister is never home. She's gone every night of the week, and sometimes she is gone for the whole weekend. Who's watching the kids? She comes home late in the morning on the day she does decide to come home, and then sleeps until 3 p.m. and leaves at 6 p.m. I know this has something to do with why my niece and nephew act out. This also leaves me in a tough spot because I'm left to babysit.
No.
There's a lot of bad shit here. I can't really tell my sister no because she's letting me live here for free, but it sucks, especially since there's no point in babysitting these kids since they aren't going to listen to me and are going to do whatever they want anyway. Of course, I know the easiest solution to this problem. Move out. The only issue is that there are only a few apartments in my city that allow big dogs, and none of those apartments are in my budget. I can't move back to my parents' house. My boyfriend lives an hour and a half from my university, and none of my friends are looking for a new place or roommate. I've even gone super desperate and tried to find a Craigslist roommate, but that didn't go well. How do I deal with these horrible kids? I could use some advice or at least some encouraging words to get me through the next 2 years of living here before I head off to grad school. Thanks, ladies. P.S. I've been listening to your show for over a year now, and I can't even begin to tell you how much joy it brings. Oh, this is this is sweet for us. It's for us. Thank you.
She lives in Ogden, Utah, so I was just back in Salt Lake, but hopefully I hope you got to come out and see the show. I don't know. I should email her. Yeah. Anyway. Holy fuck. This is bad. This is really bad.
So...
I feel so... I mean, first of all...
I'm so sorry.
Bless you for surviving this long. Sounds like a nightmare.
First thing I want to say, and this is not a solution, but I think this might help put a name to at least part of this problem. There's a thing that children, especially little boys, get called oppositional defiant disorder. So look up ODD. I think this kid, the nephew especially, has a lot of those symptoms where it's like...
They go against everything.
Everything. And there's nothing that you can do. And it's a fucked up, horrible thing that like... I just want you to know that you are not alone. I just want you to read about that. That's not a solution, but like, you're not the only person going through this. Who is watching these kids?
No one.
Like a live-in nanny.
Yeah, you're a live-in nanny. You're being taken advantage of.
I think what you don't realize is that you're actually spending a lot of time and way too much time and energy dealing with these kids, and that you actually could probably pick up some part-time work to where you could afford to live alone with your dog with the energy that you're spending taking care of these kids.
Yeah.
You're being bullied.
Yeah.
If you're going through something that's like really tough to process, you should maybe talk to someone. Mm-hmm. But if you do and you have an animal, you can have your animal as like an emotional support animal.
Yes.
And
definitely.
Then by law, you can bring your dog into any house.
Mm-hmm. That is a really, really good suggestion. Yeah. Go talk to someone. Tell them your situation. And I'm sure your dog...
Any doctor will write it.
Is that true for living situations? I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's the ADD compliancy, like American disability. Mm-hmm. So they can't even ask you like what your disability is or like what your problem is. So you could have anxiety or like I saw someone bring like a German Shepherd on the airplane the other day. They're just like chilling, walking through. So a support animal.
And I don't even say that in a way of like, one up this. I mean, I think you legitimately have an emotional support animal and have been through some bullshit and like...
Yeah. Like all animals are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know, right?
All animals are.
I know, right?
Yeah, and this is, such a situation where that could really help her...
That's a great tip.
...actually get out of this.
Yeah. Because you got to get out of there and obviously, you got to bring your dog with you. So I think you guys just need to find a safe place. And like, this sucks because these poor... It's not the kids' fault. They're six and 8 years old.
They're not being parented. Yeah. They're not being parented.
Yeah.
This is like... I'm like about to cry. This is just so upsetting.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really the kids are the victim in this situation too.
Yeah.
It's like... Mm-hmm. This is like one of those things where it's like, I mean, I don't know, like, what do you do?
Does she tough it out for 2 years? That's a long time.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think it's a toxic situation.
From someone who's lived in a toxic situation, like, I was married and I got, like, real, like, we both got, like, very unhappy. Like, depression is real.
Yeah.
Like, it can literally kill you. Like, even if you're still alive, you can be dead.
Yeah.
So you should really not tolerate people putting you in that emotional state. Like, you have to protect yourself.
You have to. I mean, it's, it's the put the oxygen mask on yourself first thing. Like, I think you're not going to be in a position to... my heart like aches for these kids because it's like someone needs to step in and help these kids. I don't know if you should call Child Protective Services or talk to your sister or like.
Yeah. Or your parents if they're willing to like.
Yeah. The stuff with the sister is like, because when we were first reading it, I was like, well, she's going to have a sit down combo with her. It sounds like her sister doesn't know how to deal with these children and is escaping her responsibilities, basically.
It sounds like neither one of them want to be parents and are just going to go do what they're going to do and are being incredibly selfish and not parenting. Parenting is a fucking responsibility. Do not have kids unless you can fucking parent and take care of them. Mm-hmm. You're the problem if you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The kids hitting the dog? Really,
yeah. I know. That's the other thing. That's really sad. Your dog, you are your dog's only advocate and your dog's being abused. Like you and your dog have to get out of there. Like you are both being abused. You got to leave immediately. This is a separate, like sort of tragic thing is like that these kids are being abandoned.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about like child loss to even know what to do about something like that.
And they're in Utah, right?
Yeah.
So it's different. Like.
Yeah.
Are they Mormon?
What
does it say? Are they Mormon?
She doesn't say if they're Mormon or not.
She's Mormon.
I was raised Mormon.
Were you?
Yeah. Who are you?
Barbara's from Salt Lake.
I'm not Mormon, but Mormon adjacent. I'm very familiar.
Been around Mormon.
Yeah, there are. Who knows? Maybe. Who knows with this? Yeah, maybe they were. They could have been Mormon when they got married and had the kids and kind of had a blow up. I mean, that happens.
Because I know that like the Mormon Church has assistance and stuff like in those.
Right.
Yeah.
If you are LDS, like try to reach out for assistance through your church.
Even if you're not.
They're very friendly and they want to help, you know.
Yeah.
Something. I mean, yeah. You know what? Another thing, I don't know, but I guess like there's got to be some kind of like center or something where these kids can at least go be around like maybe like tutoring or like basketball games. Like they need something constructive to do.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're just being given no stimulation. Mm-hmm.
There's no structure. They're unsocialized. Like this is the beginning of what could become a very dark future for both of these kids if they aren't given some sort of positive stimulation.
And I mean, harming animals is a really serious sign in young people. Like that's not something that should just be ignored.
No.
The lack of empathy is it's scary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The bullying of their aunts. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so awful.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like kids 20. Who aren't being who aren't being obviously looked at and who probably like have any access to like the internet or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, well, that's what happens when girls get obsessed with like image if they're like only getting access to wrong message.
They're being like raised by Twitter. That's awful.
Yeah. Well, and if you're not around other children so you know what children are supposed to be like, you can be socialized as a child. Or if you're only around like adults and like their parents are these two weird volatile people, it seems like I bet you they're the only people they're really around besides at school, where it's like, of course, that's who they're going to model their behavior after because they aren't being given other sponges to soak up.
Yeah, and they're crying for attention. Like, these kids need attention. They're being neglected, and they're asking for attention by acting like assholes.
I mean, I think what you do is you figure out a way to get out.
Yeah.
And then
first, that's the most
get out
important.
First. Yeah.
You need to get out.
Take
first.
Care of your, like Tess said, the oxygen mask on yourself first. Mm-hmm. And then you've got to like have a serious conversation with your sister or I don't know about child protection. We can't tell how deep it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would show up and do anything, but like.
But you know what? Again, I think you should maybe go talk to someone just about all this
They'll
in general.
Advise you,
And talk to someone about the dog and the person can probably advise you about what to do about the kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I just saw the other day there's an app called, I think, Talkspace. Mm-hmm. It's like $30 for the week, but you can like text with a therapist.
Oh, wow.
That's good. Yeah, like if you're like someone who's like is afraid of going to like the doctor's office and like doing that, you can talk to someone and I haven't done it, but I think it's a great thing.
Yeah. I think you're also in college. Check if your college has
counselors.
They've
got to have some kind of support thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because there's like, health services in college. I don't remember, but I think they have that kind of thing. Or at least they would be able to help put you in touch.
Right.
But the app sounds cool too. Talkspace.
I think it's called Talkspace.
Yeah, reach out because you need some support and, you know, put an alert on your phone for some like something within your range, for rent. You know, like get emails, daily emails about what's around you.
Yeah,
and like if you see something viable,
even if you have to commute like an extra 10 minutes to school. Get out of there.
It's
wherever you are, get out of there.
Yeah, I mean, I know you said your boyfriend lives a minute away, but, like, maybe it's worth, if you can, like, living with him for a month until you figure
out
something else.
Shack up with your man. Absolutely.
It's an hour and a half from college, but maybe it's, like, leaving your dog at your boyfriend's place, and then you stay during the week for classes with like one of your friends. Like, your friends will let you crash if they on their couch if you explain what is going on and be like, "Hey, this is a temporary situation. The dog is being taken care of here. We need to. I just need a place to be out of the house." Mm-hmm. And don't let your sister guilt you into like staying.
She's going to because of it. Yeah, she helps take care of.
She seems like a very selfish person, and I'm sorry about that.
Get out.
I mean, it seems free, but you're paying emotionally. You're paying in so many ways.
Yeah, you're paying a lot.
It's not a free place. Yeah. Not even kind of. Yeah.
No.
Oh, God. I feel so bad for everyone involved.
I know.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
No, this is a lot of bad shit.
Love you.
Yeah. I think definitely talking to somebody about, like, what should be done with these kids or, like...
Yeah, and I'm going to email... I mean, this podcast is coming out after. I'm going to be in Salt Lake, but I'm going to email her and hope she can come out to a show and I can give her a hug. Or,
go see Barbara.
Yeah.
Barbara will be out in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but get out.
Get out wherever you are.
Yeah. And just try to think about the fact that these kids are definitely victims of what's going on.
They're victims and, yeah.
It doesn't excuse any of their behavior.
Like, you can't be the one to save them.
No.
And remember that.
Yeah, what you said, put the mask on yourself first.
Yeah. You don't have control over the situation. All you have control over is what you can do, and that's to save yourself.
Yeah.
And then try your best, but it's like, it's
even
not
if
up
it's
to you.
Leaving and showing, like, this is so messed up, like, I can't handle it. That's a big impression.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's going to be a hard thing to bring up with your sister, but you're going to have to,
And it's hard, like, I definitely have parts of my family that can be very in denial about how bad things can be. And it's really hard to kind of, like, make the promise to yourself that, like, you can only try so hard. Mm-hmm. And then you can't work harder for anybody than they're going to work for themselves. And I think it's really important to give yourself a healthy space from things, but do what you can.
Yeah. And I want to shout out, too, to our listeners who are parents, because that is a really fucking hard job. And, we all know it. And especially if you have kids who are troubled or might have, you know, acting out and stuff, like, thank you for being good parents and for fucking disciplining and doing what you're supposed to do, because I know it's got to be so hard. I mean, really, that's hard. What we talked about. If we don't know if we want to have kids or not, because of how hard it is. And bless all the people who are doing it the right way. It's a tough job.
And if you have, like, any parents that are listening or people that are working in social services or anything, if you have anything that we're missing.
Please. Yeah. If you have advice, if resources we can send her.
Yeah. Like, write us in or put it on, like, the Lady Lady Podcast Facebook group. Like, people kind of been talking about some stuff over there. So find that.
Good luck. We love you.
Now that we're depressed and covered in boob sweat.
There's a lot of boob sweat in this room.
Vanessa, where can people find you on the internet?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Vanessa Lovetini, because someone else stole my name.
No.
Yours, like
Martini.
Because
Vanessa
of you?
Martini. Oh, no, yeah. I mean, I'll pretend.
Yeah.
But it's Love, L-U-V, right?
L-U-V-T-I-N-I.
Okay,
yeah, cool. So I had to stick with it because...
Whatever, we all do it.
Yeah, it's all good. It happens.
So that's me.
All right, Vanessa Lovetini.
She's great. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794, Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.